Welcome back to This Week in Recycling, brought to you by REMA. Today, we celebrate ISRI's rebrand as the Recycled Materials Association, also known as REMA. We highlight how our new name and brand identity represent who we are and who we represent. We also celebrate another record-setting convention, where 6,800 recycled materials industry professionals joined us in Las Vegas for our largest event ever. I'm Jesse Sapala, and here's what's happening this week in recycling. We start off with Vicki Morgan and her ISRI 2024 recap.
As you just heard, we are so excited that ISRI is now the Recycled Materials Association, or REMA. Last week, we wrapped ISRI 2024 in Las Vegas with our most successful convention in history, a record-setting 6,800 attendees and 365 exhibitors gathered to recognize national award recipients, learn about developments in the recycled materials industry, and participate in networking opportunities, as well as be the first to see the much-anticipated reveal of the organization's new name. According to REMA President Robin Wiener, the energy and excitement of ISRI 2024, our last convention and exposition under the former name, was electric. After 35 years, it was an amazing experience as we unveiled REMA and our new logo to our stakeholders around the world. It is an exciting new brand that accurately reflects our dynamic industry, the importance of what we do, and who we are. Joel Denbo and Mel Wright were recognized with the organization's Lifetime Achievement Awards. Young Executive of the Year Award was presented to Zach Mallon, and Jason Learning and REMA's Youth Recycling Poster and Video Awards winners were on hand to receive their much-deserved awards. The REMADE Institute was presented with the prestigious Design for Recycling Award. Association Chair Brian Hennessy passed the leadership torch to new Chair Colin Kelly of Radius Recycling to lead REMA for his two-year term. The Board of Directors elected the following members to REMA leadership. Our new Executive Committee is Chair Colin Kelly, Radius Recycling, Chair-elect Andy Golding, Kripke Enterprises, Vice Chair Neil Bice, CW Metals, Secretary Treasurer Sean Dowd with the PNW Metals Recycling, and our directors at large are now Chip Copland, Radius Recycling, Sandy Pierce, BASF Corporation, Andy Plitt, ANG Resources Group, and Andy Wolf with Stratum Metals LLC. And our associate director is Sean Davidson of Davis Index. Plans are already underway for REMA 2025 in San Diego, California, May 12th through 15th of 2025. We will see you there. Back to you, Jesse.
Thanks, Vicki. Next, we turn to Arnolfo Moreno, who shares more details about this association's new name.
Have you heard? ISRI is now the Recycled Materials Association, or REMA for short. From everyday items to our essential infrastructure, recycled materials power the manufacturing supply chain that makes our economy stronger, our planet more sustainable, and our lives better. Our new name, the Recycled Materials Association, clearly and accurately describes who we are as an organization and who we represent. REMA also includes a new tagline, Sustainable, Resilient, Essential. The recycled materials industry is sustainable, helping protect the environment. It is also resilient, providing materials that strengthen the economy. It is also essential, by ensuring the things we need are there to make everyday life better. ISRI outgoing chair Brian Hennessy said this about the rebrand, quote, "The Recycled Materials Association is a culmination of years of work in refining how we present our industry to the world. It has been an honor to chair this organization through this endeavor and a privilege to be one of the ongoing chain of leaders working to make us more successful tomorrow than we are today," end quote. REMA's incoming chair, Colin Kelly, remarked, quote, "With the introduction of the new brand identity, we embark on an exciting future for our organization that reflects our evolution, our values, and our vision. This new name represents our dedication to rethinking how we approach recycling, pushing the boundaries of what is possible, and striving for a world where recycling is at the heart of sustainable development." End quote. Visit recycledmaterials.org to learn more.
Thanks, Arnolfo. We end this episode with the recycling stat of the week. Did you know? The final ISRI convention broke the all-time record with 6,800 attendees. Stay tuned for REMA 2025 in San Diego. That's it for this week. I've been Jesse Sapala, and we'll see you next week for This Week in Recycling. Have a good weekend.